Now notice chapter 12, this little fella begins to grow up. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash, or Joash, began to reign, and 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. In other words, he reigned till he was 47 years old. And his mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. You notice how the mothers are given. They had a tremendous influence on these kings, their sons. Now we are told, and Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Now you can see, this man was taught in the Word of God. And my friend, what we need today are not these empty-headed politicians who are everlastingly coming up with a nostrum they have, and they're criticizing all the other parties and all of the other politicians, but they've got the answer. May I say to you, we need some man and men who are instructed in the Word of God and know God today. We need a spiritual renewing in this land, and it can only come through the Word of God. Notice this. Jehoiada, the priest, instructed Jehoash or Joash. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. So you see, when you say revival, well, it didn't mean everybody had turned to God. They were still going. Then we find here that even among the priests, there were those that were not revived at all. We are told that Joash said to the priests, all the money of the dedicated things that's brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. You see, the temple was in disrepair. It needed to be repaired. And what happened was, the priests, they took the money, but they didn't use it to repair the breaches in the house. And King Joash called for Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and said unto them, why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. It's the same old story. I think that very candidly you can test a church or a Christian by his use or abuse of money. I've observed that down through the years. They say today, you know, in a church, well, let's make so-and-so the treasurer. I put him on the board of deacons. He's a good businessman. May I say to you, you better find out whether he's a spiritual man or not. That's the thing that's important. And so what did they do? Well, they had to fix a box so the priests couldn't get their hands in it. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest, bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar on the right side, as one cometh into the house of the Lord, and the priest that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. That was a pretty good idea, by the way. I think you need to have an accounting today, and I mean an accounting that is accurate. Anyone can juggle figures, and I've seen that done in church work, my friend. That is absolutely a disgrace. Well, they call this Joash's box, or his chest. And you've heard of the chest of Joash. It's used today by many organizations to raise money. And I wonder sometimes if they really recognize the background of it. It was a chest fixed so that the deacons and the preachers and others and religious racketeers couldn't get their hand in it. That was always a pretty good way of doing it, my friend. And if you want a chest of Joash, this is it. Well, there came a great spiritual movement in the land, but actually the nation is beginning to go down. And we're told, verse 17, then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath, and he took it, and Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat, Jehoram and Ahaziah's fathers, king of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. In other words, he's just buying time. He had to buy them all. And now we have the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? We'll talk more about revival, by the way, when we get to the book of Chronicles, the two books there. We're told that his servants arose, made a conspiracy, and slew Joash. You see, he was just 47 years old. And we're told then his servants smote him, and he died. They buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. And we are going to, next time, see the reign of Amaziah. And you'll find out he's also a good king. Joash was a good king. Amaziah will be a good king. And then Azariah comes to the throne. We know him as Uzziah, and he reigned. And during that time was when Isaiah began his prophetic ministry. This will be a great period for the southern kingdom. But during this period, we're going to see the northern kingdom go into captivity. This will be the period that will see the end of the northern kingdom.